Good morning. This is Faith Radio, 9 minutes past the hour. I'm Bill Meyer. The polls not looking so good for Donald Trump right now, but can they be trusted? Can we trust the polls? Joining to weigh in on this and all things political is Dr. Adam Carrington. He's a political science professor at Hillsdale College in Michigan. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good. It's great to have you with us. I appreciate you getting up early on a Monday. Okay, so Hillary Clinton significantly ahead of Trump in polls, especially in some of those battleground states that Trump has to take in order to win the election. I was looking at some of the numbers. Hillary 10 points ahead in Pennsylvania. Her campaign recently pulled her television ads in Colorado because they say in Colorado they feel they're so far ahead they don't need to spend the extra money on TV spots. How do some of the other key states shape up for Mr. Trump right now?
Well, as you said, not great. Really, the four states that he has to win that would to make a possible map of actually winning would be North Carolina, Florida, Pennsylvania, and Ohio. And right now, the polls coming out have him down in all of them. But as you said, especially Pennsylvania, I don't see a clear way that he wins if he doesn't win Pennsylvania, and all the polling lately has him out down double digits. But where he's also struggling are in some traditionally Republican states. What I just said about winning those is only true if he holds on to all the other states that Romney won in 2012, and recent polling has him tied in Indiana, tied in Georgia, only up a little bit in South Carolina, and with Hillary Clinton competitive in places like Kansas and Utah. I mean, those are places that he just can't afford to lose any of them, and where it's close enough that if the election were held today, those states might be toss-ups. Now, I'm a little less. I don't know that that's going to continue to be the case, but that just shows longer-term trouble when you have to bank those and win these other states that he's down by high single, if not low double digits in some of them.
How much of this is continuing post-convention bounce for Hillary versus Trump making some major gaffes during the past 2 weeks and the press just sort of camping on those?
Well, it's hard to distinguish because one of the biggest ones, the Gold Star family controversy, came out almost right in the midst of the Democratic convention. I would say that the slide for now seems to have stopped, but it stopped it a lot more than it would have been without the gaffes and without the media jumping on them. And what I mean by that is, you know, I can't scientifically prove this, but Hillary probably had a solid 5-6 point bounce out of her convention, and that just got extended by these controversies to where instead of having maybe a 3 or 4 point lead coming out of her convention, she ended up having a 7-8 point lead that she has now. But those ran in time-wise so seamlessly together that it's sort of hard to differentiate them. All we do know is that she's received probably about a 10-point bounce or so between the two combined, a very significant one in a presidential race.
Now, Trump supporters are claiming that the polls are skewed in favor of Hillary, that the polling organizations somehow, the way they're doing the polling, is favoring her. Do you buy that, or do you think it's more likely this polling data is accurate?
I don't buy it, and I don't buy it for several reasons. One, just the self-interest of the pollsters. You know, polling is something that you can really hold people accountable for. There's not much ability to fudge in the margins. Either you got the percentages close to right or you didn't. For them to be so in the tank for one candidate that they would destroy their own credibility in the thing that is their job seems to me just, too much against oneself. I believe too much in people's self-interest to believe that. And the other thing is we've seen this in the past. 4 years ago, there was an entire website dedicated to unskewing the polls because they were supposed to be biased against Romney. It turns out that actually the final average of the polls before Election Day were actually skewed toward Romney. I think the final average of the polls had President Obama up by about less than a point. He won by almost four. So, you know, polling is, of course, not an exact science, but there is so much of it. There is so many different polling agencies that the average of them, I think, can be trusted to see trends. Will they be exactly right? No. So if Trump is down by only a point or Clinton only down a point on Election Day, who knows? But if Clinton comes in with a 6-7 point lead on Election Day, the polls just aren't going to be that far off, I don't think.
Now, Gallup actually got out of the presidential polling business, didn't they, because of they had a pretty bad error a few years ago.
Yeah, they had a bad error, and it was in Romney's favor.
Oh.
they said they had overestimated Romney's strength. They actually had him up 5 or 6 points coming close to Election Day, and then Obama won by almost four. And so that's part of the problem, because part of the question is, you know, polling has struggled lately to account for getting a hold of people who have cell phones but don't have landlines. But one of the problems with that is what group is traditionally getting rid of landlines? It's younger people. Younger people tend to be voting more Democratic in this election or third party. So, you know, again, I just don't see the evidence that the polls are being skewed in that way. And I think there's so much polling that there's less chance of a massive mistake in the averages.
We're talking to Dr. Adam Carrington, political science professor from Hillsdale College. What does Mr. Trump need to do to turn things around? We'll chat with him about that coming up. Stick with us here on Faith Radio. Eighteen past the hour, it's Faith Radio. Good morning and welcome to a Monday. It's Bill Meyer. If you want to weigh in, you can always call us at 877-93-FAITH. That's 877-933-2484. My guest is our good buddy Adam Carrington from Hillsdale College. He's a political science professor there and one of our regular political contributors here at Faith Radio. Okay, so given the fact that Donald Trump is down significantly in several key states, less than 90 days until the general election, what does he need to do to turn things around, Adam?
Well, and I will say that I believe he has a very good a chance to do it. I shouldn't say very good, but a chance to, because the election's been so volatile. Clinton's had big leads and then lost them before. But I would say he has to do a couple things. One, I think he has to basically control his own messaging better, and that might be actually the one thing he needs to do much better, because if he does so, he can, I think, allow Clinton's controversies that have also been plentiful to take more center stage. I think he can come across as more presidential. I think a lot of people just, you know, they don't like how corrupt Clinton seems, but they'll take competent corruption over sort of this unwieldiness that he's shown. And I think then his messaging can get through, not just on Clinton's controversies, but sort of his America First policy, I think, could be very effective. In fact, I think Trump's biggest problem right now is his own personality, not some of the messaging that he'd like to do with an America First economic policy, an America First foreign policy. So I think if he were able to settle down and do those things, there would still be time to turn around the race. But, you know, that pivot has constantly been in the future and never in the present. So I don't know where that would happen. I think his best shot at really changing that would be the presidential debates that will start in later September. But there's no sign that he's done that, but I think there still would be time for him to change that story if he were to actually make that pivot.
Now, speaking of the debates, I'm just thinking of, there's three, I guess, that have been scheduled. You've got Donald Trump, who, as you said, he didn't say this, but I'll say it, he's a loose cannon. You never really know what's going to come out of his mouth next, and he hasn't controlled his message well. Hillary is a graduate of Yale Law School. She's obviously well-trained in presenting a case and making arguments. Has she had much national debate experience? And if so, how has she done in those debates?
Well, most of her national debate experience has been the two times she ran for president. And I would say that her performance in those was competent, not glorious. But I think that's what she would be going for in the debate. She would try to position herself in some ways as the boring candidate, but she would try to say, by being boring, I am the one who you can trust to be competent. And I think that could be an effective strategy so long as Trump's not able to get under her skin. I think that would be maybe Trump's position. But, you know, the conventional wisdom is that the debates would be to the advantage of Hillary. Now, we won't know till it actually happens. We've been surprised before, but I think that makes sense given how both performed during their debate schedules.
Well, if Trump tries to wing it and doesn't spend the time necessary in preparation, isn't it likely that she will basically clean his clock on the debate stage?
I think so. Now someone could come back and say that the debates didn't sink Trump in the primaries, and I think that's a valid point, but also one of the problems is Trump never had a one-on-one debate with anyone. It was always a crowded field. By the time it got down to a simple or small field, the debates had basically stopped. So the real question is going to be, If he has questioners trying to pin him down and one candidate who is only focused on trying to pin him down, will he be able to present himself in a way that beyond his base, persuadable voters find him as a viable candidate, or will he say things that, you know, are perceived as a loose cannon or question his competence or things like that? That's the big question, and I think conventional wisdom says he's going to struggle. So, and I think there's a lot of reason to think that that is a concern for his campaign.
Mm. Okay, let's turn to Hillary's problems. Tell us about the emails that were disclosed last week. They showed the Clinton Foundation and the State Department were just a little bit too close for comfort when Hillary was Secretary of State.
Yeah, I'll say that, you know, Al Gore once claimed to create the Internet, and I wonder if that was true, if Hillary Clinton is despising him for that because of the email problem she's been having. And what it shows is, you know, there's the Clinton Foundation, which was a charitable organization founded by the Clintons family. And during Hillary Clinton's time as Secretary of State, these emails, about 300 pages of them that have been released, have shown what appears to be too cozy of a relationship between Clinton Foundation people and Clinton's aides at the Secretary of State's office, at the State Department, where you have people from the Clinton Foundation asking for access, asking for jobs for people. All these things that really just show seem to show a culture of corruption. Insiders get preferred treatment, get preferred access. Sort of what Trump has, I think, effectively called a pay for play system that just mainly seems like a lot of Washington elites back scratching each other at the expense of, you know, the American people not being able to take part.
Now, the Justice Department earlier this year refused to investigate the Clinton Foundation, and I know some people, including Trump, I assume, crying foul on that. Is there any evidence that there was political motivation not to open that investigation?
Well, there was a report from, of course, an anonymous source, as these often are, but that said that there was a meeting between the FBI several months ago and the State Department, and at least some of lower-level FBI officials, I believe it was, recommended investigating the Clinton Foundation for corruption. Now, a broader investigation, not particularly related to these necessarily, these relations with the State Department, but they wanted a broader investigation, and the State Department said no. Now, what's funny is allegedly the State Department turned it down because they thought it sounded political. that they were that this investigation to investigate. But of course, I think with some justification, Trump and others are saying, well, no, it looks political to not investigate during an election year because of, you know, evidence that at least shows a probability that something might have been going on.
Mm. Well, we shall see how this all unfolds. As we said, less than 90 days till the general election. So lots of things could happen between now and then. Dr. Adam Carrington, thank you so much for your time today and for your insights. And Lord bless you as you start your semester with your students.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to them getting here and starting the semester.
All right. 26 past the hour. This is Faith Radio.